So happy it's Thursday. Welcome to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We have got a great lineup today with you guys. We have Dr. Ken Druck, founder of the Jenna Druck Center in San Diego, here with us, and we've got Rich Gaines.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Hi,
repeat
Ryan.
Repeat offender.
Hi there.
Repeat offender. Couldn't get a better name than Rich Gaines. And so you know what? I mean, let's just jump right in here. I mean, Ken Druck is quite the guest here. We've got one of the nation's leading experts in resilience and educators on how to overcome life's challenges, the author of The Real Rules of Life. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ken
Druck. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, you make some very bold statements in your book. I'm not quite finished with it, in fact, but I'm really enjoying what I'm reading, and I can't wait to talk more about that. But we have got some of the greatest things going on. When you talk a lot about imagine life if we began life with the idea that there are no deals.
You know, we all think unconsciously that we have a deal. If we do all the right things, then life will be good to us, and it doesn't always work out that way. That shouldn't stop us from trying to do all the right things, but we need to realize that life is a package deal. We can set beautiful blueprints, make great plans, and then life is going to have its say. And often life has its say. We find ourselves in the ashes of plan A and looking at and saying, oh my goodness, I better create a new normal because I'm now headed towards plan B or C or D or Z.
Right. I mean, you know, especially in this economy, we've seen a lot of people go through a lot of changes they were not expecting. And, you know, I got to say, last night, evidently you were with Deepak Chopra.
Deepak, Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer, Anita Morjani, all good friends. And we were all speakers at the Chopra Center. They had a program. They have an international conference this week.
Yeah, your website is Ken Druck.
KenDruck.com, www.kendruck.com.
And on that site, I noticed you had been on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Larry King Live, CNN, the New York Times. I mean, you got quite a resume.
You guys want to hear something funny? I get a call 2 days ago from somebody who says, I just heard you on the Oprah Show. And I said, what are you talking about? I first was on that show in 1987, and they said, I was listening to Oprah Radio, and there was a rebroadcast of your show that you did. I had written a book called The Secrets Men Keep, and Oprah had me on, and I actually became friends with her. And I actually work with Stedman right now in a youth program, but I was shocked that somebody had just heard me on Oprah when I haven't been on her show. Nobody's been on her show. She doesn't have a show.
Nobody's been on her show.
Anyhow, so good things come back.
Yeah, and I noticed that when you were actually on her show, you were sporting a mustache. You were quite a bit younger, although you've aged really well.
Thank you so much.
You know, I mean, I think some people would actually consider
I've ripened.
You.
I've
ripened. Is that right?
Yeah, we just did a program at the convention center on I was invited to be the keynote speaker at the successful aging expo, and I very quickly told a joke that I had to share and that I've got to share with your beautiful audience. Which is something I heard from Bobcat Goldthwait. Remember Bobcat in the 80s? Kind of crazy, funny guy.
Kind of crazy, yeah.
So I was up at the Inspiration Awards in L.A., and he was the speaker, and he was telling us a story, and I kind of identify with it as the older guy now, that he has begun speaking at doing shows at comedy clubs again. So he goes into the comedy club, and he said the strangest thing happens at the end of the show. He has all these beautiful young women coming up to him. And that the other day, a young woman came up to him and said,
sounds familiar.
She said, you were wonderful. You're so funny. I want to go back to your room with you, and I'm going to keep you up all night. And his response was, he paused and he said, wait a minute. I'm 55 years old. All night? Are you kidding? He says, how about you keep me up for 15 minutes? We cuddle. And then you make me a low-sodium breakfast in the morning. And so as one of the older guys, things have changed, but I'm blessed with good health and wonderful people around me.
It's good to be Bobcat, right?
It's good to be Bobcat.
Well, So, you know, I tell you, what is on the tip of my tongue when I think of Ken Druck is almost a Western guru. Right. I mean, maybe I'm overstepping my boundaries by using that overused word. But at the same time, I mean, there is a lot to be said about turning your adversities into opportunities. And that's really what your Real Rules of Life book is about.
Yeah. And you know, nowhere is that more true than the adversity that a lot of people have faced, even in looking at their homes, the greatest asset, you know, in our lives and our families, and how this economy, as you pointed out before, has affected all of us. And, you know, we all have to stop and take inventory, because plan A is out the window. The old normal's gone forever. So what are the opportunities now in the new normal? How do we face into that? How do we take charge again? How do we ride the horse in the direction it's going? How do we surround ourselves with wise advisors and counselors and gurus, or people who have something to teach us, and formulate a winning, absolutely winning new plan B? And that's our challenge.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons we have you guys both in here, is the estate planning. You know, you're there to handle the psychological side of the estate planning. And of course, Rich Gaines is here to handle the financial side of estate planning. And really, that's how you guys work together. Is
yeah,
that
it's kind of like 1 and 1 equals 10, right, Rich?
10.
It is a 10. It's a winning combination for everyone, all of the families out there, all the people, the audience, because there is a new normal, as you talk about, Ken. And what's exciting is that there's an opportunity for us to bring the best of everything that we have, not only from the legal and financial perspective, but also the emotional and psychological. So it's really integrating all of those pieces to give people the best that they can possibly have for their future, their goals, their plans, their visions. As you talked about, there was devastation in 2008. Everything that we learned about how we own our properties, and all the foreclosures that are out there now, and all the job losses, and people have to change the way that they approach their lives and how they can rebuild it, how they can protect it, and how they can preserve it, which are kind of three of the main principles that we talk about.
Yeah, Rich and I came together kind of synergistically, because he's out there helping, you know, at the top of the game, helping families with estate planning and really looking at their legacy from legal, financial, technical side. And I'm out there helping families become truly families. Look at, you know, hey, what do you really want to be as a family? What kind of a legacy do you want to leave? Since we're all going to have to face that succession plan of life, what are we leaving? Are we leaving things in chaos, or have we put our house in order? And one of the ways we all as adults have to do that, it's not enough to just buy life insurance, that we need to put a plan in place for what's going to happen in the future. And the earlier we do that, and the stronger the plan is, and the more we get our family aligned psychologically, interpersonally, we take all those grudges and smooth them out. We take all those long-standing family feuds. We take anything that would sabotage or stand in the way or undermine a great estate plan, and we work together. And this is what Rich and I have been doing with families in this region. And now, for the first time, we're going to be coming together and offering that as a workshop.
What I really like about that is that we're starting with the end in mind. We're looking at their future. We're looking at really what they want to accomplish. And then we work backward, and we set that process in place, and we put it together. Ken, from your perspective, smoothing out those relationships, making sure that the family members know their roles. Because some of the questions that I look at is, why are you doing this? What do you care? Do you want to make sure these things work? If you don't care, if your idea that you're just doing this because you're going to die and then you leave it to the kids and there's no big deal, then sure, why do any planning whatsoever? But I think as human beings, we have a higher purpose than that.
Yeah. So we have to choose, is it avoidance? Am I going to bury my head in the sand because this feels overwhelming? I can't possibly get my family on the same page. This is too much. No, our family doesn't talk this way. There are all kinds of resistance and excuses, justifications, rationalizations that constitute avoidance. And we're trying to move people from avoidance to really engagement, and engaging in a process that's going to make the quality difference in who you are as a family, not just in this generation, but in generations to come.
Well, that word is a big one. I mean, engagement, because I often think to myself, you know, if you're listening right now, you got to draw a line in the sand. You got to figure there's a big difference between, oh, that sounds nice, and actually taking action. You know, you talk a little bit about living losses, and we talk about this living in the past, living in the present, or living in the future. And your colleague Eckhart Tolle, you know, has that Power of Now book, right? I mean, very powerful book. And he talks about all you've got is now, and it's gone. Now, and it's gone. And so when we're talking about the now, what we're really talking about, imagine a life where you didn't have that concern for the future. You actually did something now, like put your estate plan in place, like attend this seminar to really put things in place so that when you're in the now, you no longer have the concern. We're talking about putting that stuff down so you can have a better quality of life right now.
Exactly. And now is the moment, you know, postponing. We have all kinds of reasons why we can procrastinate, postpone, and put things off because it isn't always an easy process. And that's why Rich and I work with families together. That's why this program and this workshop is designed to help people walk through every step of what does it mean to really have a plan that has integrity and teeth and that's workable and implementable.
You mentioned the workshop a couple times. Tell me about that.
May 4th, Saturday, May 4th, we'll be meeting in San Diego, and the workshop is something that Rich and I have put together because we can't work with every family and that we really want to help families in the community get started. So, Rich, what are the details of where we're going to be?
It's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Del Mar. The registration's at 9 o'clock. 10 to 3 is the workshop. The workshop is called Create an Inspired Legacy. So it goes into some of the details of the steps to a winning estate plan, why good plans fail, and how to make sure that your plan will succeed, and that your with a winning estate plan, your family can actually become a fan of your vision and plan so you can live a life of wealth and legacy. Yeah.
And some people are actually coming with different family members on Saturday. So, and we are encouraging people to register in advance. That's necessary. So.
And I think that was important that you said that bringing the family members is something that's really, really important. The more that we have more family members together, the more impactful this will be for them because they really will get a flavor and an understanding and specific steps that they can take to have the right conversations and know how to put that winning plan in place.
So this workshop is going to touch on both the psychological estate planning and the financial estate planning kind of all in one day, so to speak. Is there a website where one can go to find out more?
Yes, you can go to familylegacylegal.com, and all the information is there to be able to register.
familylegacylegal.com.
And I'll have something on my website as well at kendruck.com, and you know, it'll lead you to the same place. And people can enroll that way. They can also call us if they have any further questions. And if you go to those websites, there are phone numbers there, and we're glad to answer any questions and help you get your family there because sometimes it takes a little encouragement.
Also, the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. When we come back, we're going to find out more about we find out more about the seminar, as well as touch on Rich Gaines' 7 steps to building generational wealth, 9 rules, 7 habits, 3 mistakes, 7 reasons, 5 things, and 5 questions. All ahead of us when we come back.
Welcome to ESPN 1700. It's a Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We are on the line here with Rich Gaines.
Hi, Dave.
With Legacy Legal and Dr. Ken Druck, founder of Jenna Druck Center, and quite the guest, actually, you know, having come from Oprah Winfrey Show, Larry King Live, CNN. I mean, they bring you in a lot of times when there's something catastrophic that happens.
You know, sometimes the greatest point of motivation for us to act and to do something or to get in game shape for life, you know, because that's what it's all about, getting in game shape, putting our family business in order, putting our lives in order, ensuring the future. Sometimes that point of motivation comes at a crisis where things have unraveled and we now need to put things back together better. And we have that strong motivation. But I'm hoping that people who are listening, even if they're not in crisis, that they are willing to induce a mini crisis. Here's the best thing. It's called preventive medicine. We induce a mini crisis by coming to a workshop, by engaging professionals that can help us move along steps forward create movement through structured exercises, having the right conversations, getting our families into the right conversations, finding out what we believe are our biggest obstacles to putting together a solid, winning, successful legacy and estate plan.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of wake-up calls out there, right? And when someone picks up the phone, it might actually be Dr. Ken Druck on the other end of the line, you know, saying, hey, look, you know, there is a time and a way that we can work this out. It may be that we could turn this into something great. You know, there in a sense, you say that there is no magic bullet.
There is no magic bullet. But, you know, we look at, all of us can think about something that's weighing heavily on our hearts as a family or in our family. It might be that the relationships aren't lined up the way we want. It might be one of our kids is kind of floating on the periphery. But how do we reel all that in, become the strongest and highest version of who we are as a family, and in the process look at the future, not only heal the past, live in the present, but put the future in place and in order so that we can enjoy every day of our life, so that we're at peace. It's the same feeling people get when they buy life insurance. It's like, you know what? Handled. Put
right.
the check mark next to that.
Right.
You get
I thought
it.
About it this morning. I mean, I've got my trust in place,
yeah.
and I thought, you know, maybe I should take it off the shelf and review it, because they say you should do that once every 2 years. I think that's great advice. But at the same time, I felt at peace now because that was in place for me.
And that's the game, at peace now.
I'm going to suggest it's even more than that, because that's what we find. We find people put these plans on the shelf. They never look at them, or they look at them so seldom, so that if something happens, when something happens, they take them off the shelf, they look at them, and the plans don't work. And what we propose, what our message is that these plans are more like a business plan. They're the vision of what you want to accomplish. And so what steps do you have to take each and every day to make sure that plan works, to make sure that the kids are ready to receive that wealth, so that they have the right education? I want to pick up just for a moment on what Ken mentioned in terms of how we do things very differently in the flow of the workshop, and it's what we call experiential learning. See, most people come into a seminar, they pick up a pen and paper, they hear a lecture, they fall asleep, they go home, and nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you ever heard that?
Every seminar.
I don't know. I come away pretty fired up, but I'm not sure all the action takes place that was supposed to take place at the seminar.
And people go home, they don't take that action. And so what we do is we actually drive the material deep into people's memories through the interaction, through exercises, through activities, through games. And that's what the experiential learning model does, is so that it gets remembered longer, so that when you come back a week later, you go, oh my God, that was a revelation. That was an aha moment from this workshop. That's what was really going on. And so
it's also more fun and exciting because it's interactive. And it also makes it more relevant because people are saying what their biggest obstacle is. They're sharing, even in the presence of other families at times, what their vision is. And it gets you thinking, like, you know what? I am the leader of my family, or I can take leadership in my family by sharing my vision of what this can be, of what we can be, of how we're going to pay things forward to the next generation. I'm going to take this, and I'm going to take this on as my personal responsibility. I'm going to provide this gift to my family. And it is a gift, and it's a bold gift. But, you know, sometimes we have to be inspired, and we have a context where we can actually do the work, where we can plug in and go through this experiential learning and get the structure that's necessary to come out the other end with a great result.
I can't be the only one out there that thinks that there is a movement happening right now, and that movement has a lot to do with generational wealth. It has a lot to do with, it's not all about me. It has to do with, let's set it up to where my generation maybe doesn't have to work as hard as I did. Not that you don't want them to work, not that you want to spoil them, but at the same time, advantages in the family are advantages. I mean, it could be a rough world out there. There's a lot of pitfalls out there. You know, I mean, just so many of them. And there's no way you're going to get through without falling in a few of them.
What is the greatest gift of our life that we can give to our family and our family of the future? And it is selfless. We get to a certain point in our lives where we become generative. We are looking beyond our own noses. Often many of us have spent so much time looking out for our welfare, watching our backs, thinking about ourselves, and yet we reach a critical point in life where we're able to take that thinking, experimental step into the future and see the future and see what we can do today to make it good. And that's an enormously noble thing for us to do as human beings, and something that our families will look back and be grateful for eternally. That's the way we live on. It's one of the ways we live on.
Well, I think it kind of gets down to the bottom line, and that's love, right? Because I would do something like this because I love my children, because I want them to have a better future. And that, you know, regardless of what really takes place, they're my children, they're my responsibility, I'm here, I'm going to do what I can to make a better life for them. Ryan, I mean, you've got a baby on the way.
A baby number two on the way. Yes, I do. And certainly want to leave a legacy for him and her, as well as, you know, look beyond my nose, as you suggested. It sounds like a lot of powerful stuff you're going to be covering there at the seminar.
We will be. These are all the concepts that we'll be getting into and looking at the process and the activities and the exercises that will allow us to give people a specific plan, specific steps, so that when they come out of this workshop, they'll know, they'll be able to go home and say, these are the things that I can do to make sure that this works.
Well, so you'd mentioned that you're going to be playing games there.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of game can I expect to play to put my financial plan in place?
We call them games, but you know they're not games in the sense that we're going to be frolicking around. They're games, and they are fun because they get us into a certain frame of mind. They're catalysts.
Okay.
They're exercises that we create that allow people to drop into what's true for them, drop into that loving place in them, drop into clarity about what they really want to happen in their family. What do you really want? How can things work out in your best estimation? And also to get informed. They're games that help us learn. Here are the steps. Here are the nuts and bolts of how this works. Rich is a master of sharing that work, the nuts and bolts of how these things, the benefits of what a world-class estate plan looks like. So these are the things that we're going to be rolling out. But we're also going to be listening to people. We want people to come in and say, you know what, here is what can make this day most purposeful and meaningful for me. So we're going to personalize everything to every single family that's in attendance.
Wow. So give me an example of one of these. I'm going to use the word games, but let's
call it a
story.
You got any families you've worked with before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead, Ken. Why don't
you
share a story?
Some of the families that Rich and I work together with are families that are really in a position where there's a huge aha for the matriarch or the patriarch, the mom or dad, or we call them the family hero, somebody in the family who really is the hub of the family that is looking into the future, calls one of us and says, you know what? My family has the potential of things unraveling. Lately, there's been, you know, my dad got sick. He's been the patriarch. And would you meet with our family? Because we've got some decisions to make. We really need to make some decisions about things. We don't know what the future holds. So often it's at that point of crisis that we talked about earlier. And some of the families we work with have had a health crisis. They've had a business crisis. Or one person in the family feels like the relationships are so strained that unless we pull it together now, things are going to unravel because it's going to get even harder in the future. Now is the time to really take inventory and put our house in order. It's time to heal wounds in our family. And often the families that we work with have some wounds. There's internal jealousies between siblings in a family business. Or the father is not seeing the kind of performance from the children who are supposed to take over and succeed him or her. So there's a concern there. But these are the kind of things that present to people that where the light bulb goes off and says, you know what? I need to do something now. I need to take out insurance for a better future for my family. I need to get this in order.
What's incredible about the collaboration of Ken and I, and why I'm so excited about this workshop, is that Ken sees the family destruction from that emotional, psychological perspective. I see that family destruction play out in the courtroom. And one of the questions that I ask is, if we're doing such a good job as attorneys, why is there so much litigation in and amongst the families and the beneficiaries? And I know that we can do an incredible job of repairing that and healing that rift that occurs that people don't even know about. It's probably subconscious, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, it is. And you know, what's amazing, guys, is that oftentimes what it's going to take to pull a family together and get their house in order and get ready to have a great estate plan is a simple apology. The power, we talked about the power of now before, let's talk about the power of an apology, of somebody saying, you know what, I owe all of you an apology. I haven't been exactly fair or completely honest with all of you, and I want to lay it out. I'm willing to be transparent. I want to tell you what I really care about, and I want to rededicate myself towards working hard, having that family work ethic, to work hard, to pull things back together so our family can enjoy all the good times ahead. You know, we can enjoy the holidays. We don't have to walk into the room in a family gathering where there's an elephant in the room because there's tension and there's unspoken grudges.
How difficult that is. You know, I mean, I've had people apologize to me for things before, and sometimes an apology just isn't enough, and that's where a lot of times the counseling comes into play. But I tell you, you know, in your book, The Real Rules of Life, you said the future is in the moment, not somewhere else. We can't spend our whole lives playing the I'll be happy when game, you know? And so what we're really talking about is drawing a line in the sand, setting aside some time, actually putting some financial planning, some future planning in place so that you can feel better in the now. In fact, you mentioned in your book also, I think a bold statement, heaven is here, not there. And you actually elaborated on that.
Yeah, this is the moment. And how do we create heaven? How do we create peace? How do we create harmony in our families? How do we create a sense of security? How do we take the lead as the leader in our family, whether we're a sibling, or whether we're the patriarch or matriarch, or a grandparent? How do we take the lead and put our house in order so that we can enjoy every moment of this life, that we can enjoy every precious relationship and treat it as such? That's what we're looking for.
In your up-and-coming seminar, Creating an Inspired Legacy, May 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel here in Del Mar, you guys are going to elaborate on just that. You're going to really put it down. You're going to have some games that actually allow you to fall into the idea of standing up and being the leader of your family. And so,
yes,
Rich, elaborate on that a little bit for me.
Yes, and I wanted to maybe wait till the next segment to actually get into more of the details on the game. But one of the games that we're going to be putting on is called the Seven Magic Glasses of Life. And it's based upon the idea of an Austrian family that sells clogs. And it's a three-generation family. So it's a 300-year-old family. And you get to step into the role of the family members and start talking about what your family plan might look like. So that's just a little snippet of what that game would look like.
We're on with Rich Gaines. His website is familylegallegacy.com. More about their seminar and seven steps to success ahead of us when we come back. Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. Back with us, Rich Gaines, Legacy Legal. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be here, guys.
As well as Dr. Ken Druck, just left, but he was here talking about his seminar that you guys are having. I guess it's on the 4th, you said?
Yes, May 4th, Saturday, correct, from 10 to 3. And registration's at 9 o'clock at the DoubleTree Hotel in Del Mar.
For more information, familylegacylegal.com, familylegacylegal.com.
And they can also call in at 760-931-9923.
We've talked about going through a list of creating lasting wealth. 7 steps, 9 rules, 7 habits, 3 mistakes, 7 reasons, 5 things, and 5 questions. Clearly, we're not going to have time to get through all those.
Clearly.
But we can also go to your website, right? FamilyLegacyLegal.com to find out more about those.
Yes.
But let's start off with the 7 steps.
Yes.
For, again, creating lasting wealth, generational wealth.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What are the 7 steps?
So the keys that I have identified, the first one is business prosperity. And business prosperity talks a little bit about our job, our career, how we make our money. What is it the way that we start to build our money? So some people look at a job as the old saying, just over broke. And I've thought a lot about that saying, and I think it's very negative because there's a lot of people out there. They have a job, so to speak, and they do extremely well for themselves. They have security. They have a paycheck. And if they do the right thing in their financial life, they can really start to build wealth through the investments that they can make and taking some of that paycheck and putting it aside. So I'm of a different mindset when it comes to this idea of job just being something that's so hard and difficult, and the only way that you can really create wealth for yourself is through a business, which is what a lot of the people talk about out there. So business prosperity is one thing. Financial foundations, which is really the investments that we make, and understanding the mindset of building wealth through asset-based thinking. So we create assets, like you guys are in real estate. Mm-hmm. Real estate is an asset, and an asset creates income for you without you necessarily having to do the work. So we build assets and we build our wealth through that type of thinking, as opposed to I make money, I spend money, I make money, I spend money.
Right.
Well, sure, there's really no immunity. There's no complete certainty. You know, as Dr. Kendrick had mentioned before, really what we're talking about now is just planning for some things that we know are certain, so that when they do show up, it's actually easier to handle.
That's a great point, Dave, and obviously at some point our number is going to be up. Everybody is going to have to face it at one time or another, and it's a question of how are we prepared. I'd like to talk about a brief story on that, if I might, about a family that I was dealing with. And so we had a husband, was married, his wife passed away. His wife, his wife's family, her grandfather, was very well-to-do, had set up a plan in place. And so the wife predeceased him, and so the question, and now we have his children receiving a fairly sizable amount of money. Well, the client came to me and he said, you know, we would like to put a plan in place so that we can protect this wealth for our family for generations, and have guidelines and have ideas and have stewardship so that the kids get an opportunity to have a decision and a say-so as to what happens with some of this family money so that they can preserve it. And that's proactive. That's a man who is thinking ahead, that understands the value of what can happen when families don't do the right planning and you get disintegration. So it's very exciting to do this kind of work. And these are the kind of things that we will be talking about in the workshop, is going through these types of stories, looking at people in the workshop, what's meaningful to them, how do they approach their families, the challenges that they're having, and looking at ways that we can help them, going through the exercises, getting them to create a new awareness of what's possible out there. Living in the now is so important, because there is no past, there is no future. The future is really an imagination. And so we can create that future, we can create that plan, and we can implement that plan taking the right steps. It's kind of interesting, we're finding a recent survey that I read said that the Gen Ys, the kids of the baby boomers, they're actually more aligned in their thinking with the World War II generation. They realize how screwed up we, the baby boomers, made their lives, and so they're thinking, you know, that what kind of a world are they going to live in? What kind of stability or security are they going to have, given the problems of Social Security and everything else that's out there? And so they're actually more aligned with the World War II generation in their thinking about saving money, doing the right thing, doing the correct planning, building their business the right way. So it's pretty exciting work.
We're on with Rich Gaines, Legacy Legal. His website, familylegacylegal.com. That's the website, familylegacylegal.com. You can also call us here at the helpline, 888-551-2593, to get a hold of Rich. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593. We're going over his list of creating lasting wealth, things you can do to create generational wealth. We've touched on two of the seven steps, and we will hit maybe as many as 3 through 7 when we come back. Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. In studio with us today, Rich Gaines from Legacy Legal, talking about his list of creating lasting generational wealth. He's got 7 steps, 9 rules, 7 habits, 3 mistakes, 7 reasons, 5 things, and 5 questions. And I would have to imagine there's more, all of which can be found on his website, familylegacylegal.com. We started with the seven steps and got through two of them. And what's number three?
Well, number three is really where my expertise lies, and that is protecting wealth. The preservation, so protecting wealth is really all of the estate planning strategies, all of the tax consequences, all of the legal structures that we can put in place. We create business entities, we do tax planning between those entities, we work with children, grandchildren, sometimes even great-grandchildren, and seeing how we can best maximize the flow of wealth through those generations, as well as maximizing the tax benefits. I've been doing that for 28 years. I have the advanced degree in taxation. So this is what my career has been for all of these years. What's been very exciting for me is really over the last 5 years, I've focused on how do we enhance a family's wealth and legacy for the benefit of the whole family. And so it's really a different perspective. It's looking at how do we prepare families to receive wealth as opposed to how do we prepare the wealth to go to the families. And I know at the break, one of the things we were talking about was this all sounds kind of dry and boring when it comes to the legal side. And, you know,
well, that's what's actually refreshing about your company, because you're not always thinking about, oh, my goodness, we have to sit down and budget and take away from now so that we can have more later. It's more about finding out how you can put money away for later, but at the same time, you know, put the vision for the adventures that you want to have right now in place.
That's correct. That's the exciting part of what we're doing, is that we're building relationships. We're looking at having interaction and fun and engagement in these activities. That's what's so exciting about the workshops in the experiential learning model, is you're having some fun. You're engaging. You're with other people. You're doing things. You're up and moving around. You're not just sitting in a seat. And so one of the things that we do is we have a family vision adventure, which is just an incredible opportunity for families to do their planning in a setting that might be a vacation spot that they love to go to. And so bringing the whole family to that place where they're away from all the day-to-day activities, they're away from all the stress and the things that are on their minds, and they get a chance to just relax a little bit. They get a chance to be with each other. They get a chance to enjoy each other's company and what's meaningful for the family, creating that.
It makes me think of some of the trips I've taken. Just about every time I go on a trip, I think to myself, you know, I need to become a pilot. I want to fly float planes. And then when I get back, I'm back into the business of everything else. I mean, maybe that's just a dream. I don't know. But it would be interesting to be on a destination. Why not, you know, you have these destination weddings. Why not destination plannings where you can sit down with the family and actually have some vision?
We've done that. And it's just incredible the kind of benefit that comes out of that for these, the value that comes out of this for the families. We had a brother and sister at a time where they basically weren't talking to each other. They would come into our office and shake hands, and so we did an adventure with them, and they would come into the office after the adventure. Everybody would be laughing, having a good time, still talking about business, still talking about the things that were important from the economic and financial part of what they were doing, but there was a whole different level of how they related to each other. We've done vision planning. It's a magnificent opportunity.
We're on with Rich Gaines, Legacy Legal. His website, familylegacylegal.com. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Going over his list of creating lasting generational wealth.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about this whole family, you know, getting together and really planning better than, you know, if we were to just get together as a solo person, this collaboration. You know, Dr. Ken Druck, you know, he's more of the psychology behind what's happening when we're putting this together, because people bring the past with them to those meetings. Like you'd suggested, the brother and sister, you know, they might have grown up hating each other. There's always these things that happen, and it's in different seminars you talk about how they have these ahas, like, that's why my winning formula, that's why my personality is this way, because that happened to me when I was a kid. You know, we're talking about breaking those down and actually really gaming up on what the future is going to be.
That's a great point, guys. And one of the ways that we accomplish that is through one of the things we're going to do in the workshop, which is an activity, is called the Seven Clarities. We're going to actually have people go through those seven clarities. One of those clarities is purpose. And the way I define purpose is what makes us different than anybody else out there. What makes you, Dave, different than any other person on this planet because of your background, your experiences?
Where do I begin?
Wherever you like.
Yeah, the list is long.
It's bigger than this book right here, right?
And what Ken talks about, though, is that how do we look at our past a lot of times? We look at it as, oh, my God, this happened to me. Oh, my God, this was, you know, the negative thing. Oh, my God, this is, you know, how my parents treated me. Instead of the process where we say, yeah, you are who you are today because of those experiences, good or bad, and when you recognize who you are and that the past is just a story, it's what we tell ourselves in our heads to keep us back from accomplishing our highest purpose.
It comes back to choice.
It comes back to choice and awareness.
You choose to either live in the past,
yes,
and have all the things that have happened to you in the past, which, as we went over earlier, there's tons of pitfalls out there. Avoid them all.
Yeah.
And they're going to affect you, and they're going to mend and mold what you see the future to be, rather than living in the now based on waking up and going, you know what, I got another day, I got another opportunity,
I have a choice, I have an opportunity, I can do something different than I've ever done before. And so really one of the fourth of the seven steps in creating lasting wealth is the personal power. And personal power is about our unique talents, our unique abilities. It's the actions that we take each and every day to be leaders, to live according to our integrity and our values. This is what makes the collaboration between Ken's side of the business and my side of the business so exciting, because we really come at it from the same place. We're getting to the same result. He comes at it from one perspective, I'm coming at it from a different perspective, but together it gives the best of both worlds in this area, and it's just so absolutely incredibly exciting to be doing this work. That's what I've been working for over the last 5 years, moving from the nuts and bolts and the just the transactions of doing day-to-day trusts and things like that, to the personal development, to what's meaningful for families, finding out their experiences. We had a parent pass away, a couple pass away, two kids struggling for most of their life, modest estate, modest amount of money was left to these two kids. They were in my office, and what one of the daughters said as we were talking through what they were going to receive was, thank you, Mom and Dad. I mean, that was so powerful. Now, of course, I mean, the parents were gone, but she was looking up to the heavens as she was saying this. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for what they were left, because this money, even though it was modest, is going to make their life just a little bit easier. And when we bring families together ahead of time, even when the parents are still alive and we can have this planning, we have another family that's exact same situation. The parents were in an assisted living facility, and so we had the son and the daughter together, and we had planned out the entire financial picture of what was going to be needed for these parents. They had plenty of money to survive and have what they needed in the assisted living facility. Second parent just passed away, and now we're putting in place structures for the kids so that their wealth can last for generations. It's incredible work. I love it.
It sounds like you're doing some good things over there. And I like the stories. The stories are good. They're really good analogies bringing home for us. We're on with Rich Gaines, Legacy Legal, the website familylegacylegal.com. And you've talked a couple times about your seminar, Creating an Inspired Legacy. Now, a couple times you mentioned some games and how it's experiential learning,
yes.
Not experimental.
Experiential. No, experiential.
Experiential learning workshop.
That's a different seminar.
It's a whole different seminar. It seems like a really unique concept and something more people should get involved with. One more time, tell us what's going down over there.
So the idea of experiential learning, again, is that when you're involved and you're engaged in doing activities, doing exercises, you're up and about, you're talking with other people, you're writing down ideas and concepts from these activities, you're allowing yourself the opportunity to really expand and test what it is that you want for yourself and how that's going to look, as opposed to some lecturer or speaker telling you all the rules and all the nuts and bolts that somehow you take back and you think you're going to integrate into your life. It just doesn't happen. And so the experiential learning environment, especially with the games, you're actually in different roles. You're actually playing the roles. You're actually doing things in these roles. And so when you're playing that game, just like when you're kids, when you're a kid and you're playing baseball, you're learning how to play the game of baseball by hitting the ball, by catching the ball, by running the bases. If somebody just told you the game of baseball by go hit the ball, you wouldn't know what to do. For me, it's tennis. My passion is tennis. If I gave you a tennis racket and some balls and said, now go play tennis, you'd have no clue what to do. You'd whiff the ball, it'd go into the net, go into the fence. But when you're actually out on the court and you're swinging the racket and you're hitting the ball and you're seeing the different things that you can do with it, that's when you really learn the game. And so that's what we do in this learning, in this experiential learning environment. And the workshop is going to be chock full of this. We're going to talk foundational material. We're going to get into activities. There's going to be opportunity to share and to explore what it is that the people want. And I know Ken alluded to this, and it isn't about our agenda. We certainly have an outline of what we want to accomplish for the people at the workshop, but we want to also make it very powerful and have a great outcome for those people in the discovery of wealth and legacy. And we're going to see some hazards. We're going to go through some hazards. We're going to look at the full participation. We're going to look at some of the cutting-edge knowledge and techniques that are out there.
You and Ken Druck will both be there.
Yes.
Doing your thing. Ken doing the psychological estate planning and yourself doing the financial estate planning. For more information on the seminar, Creating an Inspired Legacy, the website, familylegacylegal.com. That's the website, familylegacylegal.com, or the helpline, 888-551-2593. Also, the list of creating lasting generational wealth is on his website, familylegacylegal.com. Until next week.
Are you getting the runaround from your bank about your loan modification? Hi, Timmy.